But now the winter was passing and the stickers were brought forth abundantly on the bumpers and the voice of the candidate was heard in the land. Then the Democrats gathered together their armies to battle at New Hampshire, and the regulars stood on a mountain of the right side, and the dissenters stood on the mountain of the left side, and between was the valley of the generation gap. Now there came out of Washington the champion of the regulars, LBJ, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And when he spake, the young men trembled, for there was a mighty draft. And he stood and cried out to the armies of the dissenters, "Wherefore come ye forth to challenge me? Am I not your chieftain? And are ye not servants of the party? Have I not brought you blessings without number? Ye have never had it so good." Then the dissenters spake out, "Hypocrite, thou criest peace, peace, but there is no peace. The words of thy mouth are as honey, but thy deeds as gall, and thou goest in stiff-necked pride. Wherefore our sons are sacrificed, that thou mayest play Texas Ranger to the world." But still no man in their ranks had heart to go forth and battle the giant LBJ. Then it came to pass that there rose among them a shepherd from the hills of Minnesota, who was called Eugene. And he cried out, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine, that he should mock the young liberals? I shall smite him in the primaries, and deliver you from his hand, and the little children shall lead me." And the scribes mocked him, saying, "Precinct captains hast thou none, nor talents of silver. Lucky thou art to deliver thine own state." And Eugene took up his sling and drew near to the giant. But the giant disdained him and said, "Thinkest thou I fear thy sling? Surely thou knowest I'm the mightiest slinger of them all." But Eugene feared not. Then it was that he took up the peace vote and slang it, and it smote LBJ between the poles. And the giant fell upon his face to the earth, and the land trembled. And the regulars were sore amazed, and they turned and fled. And the dissenters rose and shouted, "Eugene, thou art a mighty candidate. Lead us now into convention and deliver us from evil." And Eugene, in the fullness of victory, accepted their homage, when there suddenly appeared before them Bobby, son of Joseph and brother of John. And he said, "Lo, I have reassessed. Follow me, that we may go forward." And many among the people reached to touch his raiment and the locks of his hair. And he too was a candidate. Then the fallen giant LBJ raised his head and said, "There is a time for war and a time for peace, a time to run and a time to split. Wherefore did Lady Bird say unto him, 'Offer peace to the sons of Ho, and let us return unto the banks of Pedernales, and we shall deposit therein.'"